Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I thank Zion Lutheran Church for the opportunity and the invitation of Pastor Carl to be here today to share God's word with you. I am taking the text from Isaiah chapter 60. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. When Isaiah wrote these words, roughly 700 years before Jesus' birth, they weren't just annoying. They were shocking and unbelievable. The people of Israel had heard these words as they were living under the dark storm clouds of war and the gloomy shadow of exile in Babylon. These people were miserable. They were brooding. They were living in despondency and had resigned themselves to live in captivity and then die. There was no hope. And Isaiah has the guts to come along and say, rise and shine. Why should they rise? And why should they look up from the misery of their exile? Why should they rise and shine when everything, their land, their temple, their freedom, their homes, had been taken from them? Well, because the long-promised Messiah, the Christ, the Savior, will come. He will come in spite of the storms and shadows, the gloom and doom that swirl around them. The people of Israel could rise and shine in spite of their present circumstances because God had promised to send a Savior, Jesus Christ, to rescue them from their circumstances. Clearly, brothers and sisters in Christ, we live in a different day and age than the people Isaiah first wrote to. But isn't it true that storms and shadow, gloom and doom still fill our world and lives? Remember 2020 through 2022? Just remember the COVID and the havoc it brought. The global economic downturn, the Russian-Ukraine war, persecution and killings of Christians in Nigeria and other parts of the world. I mentioned this morning that because of certain things that had happened, the economic situation of the world has been affected. And I mentioned that in my country, fuel prices rise almost every other day. And we just heard that food security is under threat. We hear looming famine next year. Trials and troubles still disrupt our lives. Wars and rumors of war still paint the headlines. Immorality and hostility to the Christian faith are on the rise. Ignorance of scripture and misleading theologies by tele-evangelists, radio presenters are on the increase. It is indeed very easy to become resigned and depressed. We need Isaiah's encouragement just as much as the people of Israel. Rise and shine. See the sun shining on you. See the darkness all around you. See the nations being drawn to you. Arise and shine. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you, sea darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, the kings of the brightness of your dawn. If Christmas marks the incarnation, the appearance and birth of God on earth, then the Epiphany marks the revealing of that baby as the Son of God and Savior of the world. This revelation sent shock waves to the ends of the earth. Jesus was born. A promise fulfilled. Isaiah still calls us today, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Unlike an annoyingly cheerful wake-up call, Isaiah isn't calling us to do something. Isaiah is calling us to receive something. To receive the gift of God's Son, the world's Savior, Jesus Christ. Just consider how Jesus was born into the world. He was born for you to be your substitute under the strict demands of God's law. He came to save his people, you and me, from our sins. Jesus didn't come to demand something from you. He came to shine on you and to shine and bring the light into our darkness, our dark world. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this good news has the greatest impact. When we clearly see the reality in which we live, Isaiah goes on. See, darkness covers the earth and the thick darkness is on the people. Isaiah isn't talking about short days and long cold nights. He was talking about sin. He's saying that the world is blanketed with sin. He uses the same word Moses used in Exodus chapter 10 to describe how the plague of locusts covered the land of Egypt prior to the Exodus. Just like those locusts invaded every corner of the land, disrupted people's lives, and destroyed their crops, so sin invades every corner of our world and disrupts and destroys every aspect of our lives. Sin covers, sin consumes, sin destroys. This suffocating blanket of sin threatens to block out the light of Christ, to leave us standing in the fog of unbelief, to land us in the eternal darkness of hell. But thanks be to God. To us, today, it is real, living, walking, talking fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. We are part of the nations that have come from afar to become members of God's holy people, the Holy Christian Church. We are from different nationalities. And today, as we see among ourselves, and I know we have a lot of Swedish, Germans, Norwegians, French, Polish, Hispanic, Asian, Africans, the list could go on. But we have Christ in common. We have different occupations, mothers, engineers, financial advisors, painters, business managers, and delivery drivers. But we have Christ in common. We are far from generations. We are far different from generations, but we have Christ in common. We are wise men and women, because God has shined the light of faith into our hearts. We confess one Lord. We have one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father, who is of all and in all, we trust one Savior, Jesus Christ, from sin. We have one mission. We look forward to our eternity. And now it is our privilege, a privilege that ought to make our hearts throb and swell with joy, to reflect the light of Christ to new nations, new nationalities, and new generations. As we hear the call, arise and shine, we will go and work today. The hymn writer is spot on. The hymn we sang at the very beginning of the service, Hark the Voice of Jesus Calling. And the hymn writer leaves no excuses or no room for excuses. Just lift up your eyes to see how the gospel is being carried to the ends of the earth on your behalf and as a result of your prayers and support. Right here at Zion, Isaiah's prophecy is being carried out right in your midst. Arise and shine. See how generously Christ has blessed us with forgiveness, reconciliation, and the good news of eternal life. We are sent by Christ to proclaim this good news to the entire world. May he continue to remind us of the joy that he has placed in our hearts, that when we hear, whom shall I send, we would respond, here I am, send me. God is keeping his promise, right here, right now. Rise and shine. Lift up your eyes to see how God's Savior light is drawing the nations to you. Christ is revealed as a light, not just of Israel, but for the world. It's a call for us to first see God's Son shining upon us with forgiveness and salvation, to see and beware of the darkness that is all around us, yet to see the nations, the light of Christ, drawing to us. Rise and shine. Receive and believe. In Jesus' name, amen.